With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At a victory rally after the election, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno of Ohio says it's an honor to get an endorsement from Donald Trump.
Under President Trump, this nation was safer. It was more secure. We had prosperity around the world. We had generationally low interest rates, and we had generationally low inflation.
That audio courtesy of WSYX WTTE. Meanwhile, in California, state legislator Vince Fong, endorsed by the former president, is advancing to a May election to decide who will complete the remainder of the term of former U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It's not yet clear who will emerge from a crowded field of contenders to take on Fong in the May 21st special election in the 20th district. Also at SRNNews.com, a Republican senator has an explanation for the rising anti-Israel tone coming from leading Democrats. Bob Agnew with that report.
What Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden are doing are not trying to help an ally win, but they're trying to staunch losses in their own party.
That's what Senator Tom Cotton says about White House admonitions against an all-out Israeli offensive in Rafah. As for Senator Charles Schumer's call for new elections in Israel.
The election that they're really worried about is not Israeli elections, it's American elections.
Cotton says it all comes down to growing anti-Semitism inside the Democrat Party.
We're hard on Israel because I think it's what is necessary to hold their very fragile coalition together.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks are slightly higher as markets wait for the Federal Reserve's latest announcement on interest rate policy and guidance on when and how much the U.S. Central Bank might cut rates later this year. The Dow up 17 points, the NASDAQ ahead 2 points. This is SRN News. Christians around the world are preparing for Holy Week.
It all starts this weekend with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and continues on with Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday, March 31st. It's a festive time in a dangerous world. The Israel-Hamas war will depress the number of pilgrims who visit the Holy Land next week, and Russia's invasion is making it harder to celebrate in Ukraine. Still, churches will be filled in this country and around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the shocking kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria sparked outrage around the world. The problems in that African country have not been resolved, however. Earlier this month, Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people in several locations. Christians were the target and have been for nearly 20 years in Nigeria. This is SRN News. 8 sailors have died after a South Korean-flagged tanker overturned off the west coast of Japan.
The Kyongyang Sun capsized after the crew called for help early morning local time. The Coast Guard told the BBC that one of the crew members was conscious and is being treated. The South Korean ship was reportedly at anchor because of stormy weather and strong winds. The rescue operation has been conducted close to the city of Shimonoseki in the country's southwest. Japanese media have reported that the crew included 2 Korean nationals, 8 Indonesians, and 1 Chinese citizen.
BBC correspondent Shamia Khalil. Price rises in the UK eased more than anticipated in February, raising expectations that the Bank of England may start cutting interest rates in the next few months. Inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, fell to 3.4%. That's its lowest level since September 2021, from 4% in January. More details at SRNNews.com.